Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Omer Miller, a coach and breathing and meditation guide, currently contracted out through Fortune 100 companies. Good evening in your case, Omer. How you doing?
Very well, indeed.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. That's a very interesting thing on your back wall there. What is that? It would be to your right.
Yeah, this is a painting by a friend of mine. Very skilled painter.
Yes.
And I'm lucky to have it here on my wall in my office here.
Very cool. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work history?
Yeah. Actually started my work experience in the army where I was doing information systems projects. I studied over there and then did some projects, being quite independent project manager, getting projects and working with all the different departments over there. And it was actually also very related to remote work, because the thing we were doing the most was helping different army departments collaborate remotely.
Interesting.
Because army is spread all over the country, and that was also the first time, without even noticing that I was experiencing remote collaborations and the technology behind them and the way they are done, how can they be done healthily, effectively, in a very secured system as well. Very, very secure system. You can have anything flowing around over there. Then after the army, I worked in sales for a startup company here in Israel for some time. And then I made a switch to living off-grid. I lived off-grid for a year. And then it really struck me that I want to be able to work and stay off-grid, not using any part of the grid, not going on the road and going to some office and doing my work from there, returning to my place. I actually got my first remote gig at writing a blog post for a company I never knew, somewhere else in the world. I didn't even know where were they sitting, but they seemed to need what I've had to give. And that was when things really sparked up for me, just writing on my iPad in the middle of the forest and bringing value, bringing impact in the other part of the world and receiving money for that. It was wonderful. I also saw that this is not the direction I want to continue going in. I prefer to do other things than writing for my job. And several months later, I started coaching. My first client was living far away from where I was living, and it wasn't even a question whether to do it on site or remotely. And we started going for this journey together. It turned out really, really lovely. We have met in person only once when we first introduced to each other, and later we were always working remotely on the phone, not even with video. And that was when I really saw that remote is a much, much, much more effective way to collaborate than on site. Both of us could run our lives the way we do and not spend half an hour driving in order to meet. And that was so effective. That's an hour a day for my client back then. Since then, I've been taking clients only remotely in my coaching program. If someone wants to come occasionally, I allow that for a special on-site session. But if somebody wants on-site, I decline them. I prefer to have my time and the freedom of movement, and I prefer to give that to my clients as well, and not to require them to get in their car and spend, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes each direction in order to see me.
Yes. I was gonna say, it's interesting because you started out in a discipline, you know, project management that has, I mean, remote work is generally has been accepted in that for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think people would think of remote coaching, and you also do spiritual teaching, as those as something you do remotely. That seems like something you'd want to be together. And were you surprised at how effective it was?
I actually was. At first, I thought that I must be missing something here because people are doing it on site always. And there must be something that I miss. But then there wasn't anything. We could get into the great depths of working through a coaching program, great emotional depths and mental depths and spiritual depths. And what emerged after some time was the great value of not having any body language to communicate with, and only having words through the phone. And I saw that this were requiring my clients and I to really say what's in our heart in words. And when you talk about, when you deal with quite intense things that bring great emotions and pain from your past, and you process them and you do the work with them, sometimes it's hard to say things. And if the meeting was on site or in a video, even like we are doing it now, I could just be sitting like this and do like this, or, you know, something like that, and hide behind the body language. Mm-hmm. When you're on the phone, you cannot do that. You have to speak your mind. You have to speak your heart. And that's a beautiful thing because it makes you really let those words out that are sometimes hard to speak.
Yes.
And I saw that as an amazing, amazing thing.
And are most of your encounters remotely, are they one-on-one or are they in groups? Because that would also have a different dynamic, right?
Yeah. So currently I'm working one-on-one. I have plans to work with groups in the future. But I haven't done so until now.
Very interesting. And now that you've been doing this for a while, do you foresee that this will be, you know, you're still young, I mean, but do you see this is what will the way you'll pursue your career, that you're just going to be wherever you are and you can help whoever you can, wherever they are?
I definitely believe so. I think that there is a value to on-site events. But I believe that this value is, you can get it from doing special events.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the same take over companies working remotely. I believe that if you meet once in every several months, you meet in the same place and you do something meaningful together, that makes the connection. And in the future, I might do a special event for people who I've coached before, for past clients, inviting all the people for a special transformation day, special event that I will make. And we will do it on site. We will go for some special place because we can. We're not doing it every week. Mm-hmm. We can have a drive and go somewhere. And then we will get all the impact of being together, being in a special place, and going for a special transformation. But in our routine, we wouldn't be bound to that. We wouldn't be bound to going somewhere and going back and you know, just driving around all the time.
Yeah. You know, it would seem to me that doing it that way, like that once every quarter, something special would probably be, you feel more of a bond with someone than someone you see every day and just go through the motions. Would you agree?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
It can be a journey, you know, you can go for a weekend together and that creates a strong bond. Having 4 or 5 weekends together every year. It's like a family, you know, like a family that meets every once in a while. And in those meetings, you just handle the personal things.
Mm-hmm.
You're just there to meet the person. You're not there to work on some papers and fill some forms and do something like that you can do at home.
Yes. So yeah, it's funny. It's kind of like my family. We, you know, we no longer live in the same household, but every now and then we all get together. It depends upon, you know, and it's different. Sometimes it's in the East Coast, sometimes it's the West Coast, but it's kind of the same, right? And then it's actually more special.
It is. It is.
And do you find, since your customers are companies, do you find more and more CEOs and HR people and all that are becoming more open to this type of arrangement?
I can say that here in Israel, it is going slow. COVID kind of made it speed up, but still in the corporate world over here, people still prefer having everything on site.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see the change coming even over here. I know that on your side of the ocean, it's going faster. And seeing that is very, very beautiful to me. And I see it sprouting over here. We have a lot of the tech industry going here, a lot of startups, lots of big companies over here having, you know, huge office centers. The biggest brands in the world, they have offices here. And this is a transition that takes time over here for some reason.
Well, and I wonder if part of that reason is that, I mean, the landmass of Israel is much smaller than the United States. So it is easier to get from one end of the country to the other. You can drive pretty much, right? Not so easy over here when it's a 3-day drive.
Actually, I haven't thought about it, but it might be true. It might be true because even if you're living quite far, you're never further than, you know, 2-3 hours than the office. And people are going to live in the city in order to work in the office, and they're still not very far from their family in the village.
Yeah, and if you think about it, where I live in San Francisco, I'm still 6 hours from Los Angeles, which is the same state.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's actually a much smaller ground over here.
Mm. Yeah, so what do you think going forward, you know, just remote in general? Obviously, you're for it, but do you think it's the way of the future, or do you think things are going to go back to somewhat normal, or you think it'll just be a hybrid?
I think that for at least some time, it's going to be a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what happened with COVID, taking everybody home suddenly, mm-hmm. it was quite sudden.
Yes.
for everyone. And I really believe that in order to work remotely, you need to have a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have your employees working remotely, you need to have a different mindset. And is something that requires a certain transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is a main reason of why it is not so popular here as well. Managers like to micromanage their workers for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that because they don't know any other way. Mm-hmm. And they are so regular to having so much of their energy going to micromanaging, mm-hmm. instead of doing other things. And they wouldn't know what to do, mm-hmm. if suddenly nobody's there. And for workers as well, I think that a different workforce is needed, mm-hmm. For remote working. The same as when we moved as the human race from just being agricultural to industrial,
mm-hmm.
a different workforce was needed. And it was mostly kids over there, different times, but it was the new people.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are working for 20, 30 years, it's hard for them. They are regular to going to the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that in 5 or 10 years, it's going to grow massively, the whole remote work thing.
Yes.
Because new people are coming into the workforce, and they are regular to communicate with things from afar, to having meaningful relationships, whether it be personal or professional relationships with things which are further from them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need them all the time. That requires discipline that many people don't have. Many people go to the office to have discipline, to mm-hmm. have something that, you know, puts them in. And then at home, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that is something that you need to transform in yourself. That the thing that I'm here to give value, not to give time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working not to fill a time bank. I'm working to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a different state of mind that you need to be in order to effectively work remotely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we started making that transition, and I think some companies have done a great job of it. And I think some companies are looking forward to going back to the old way, right? But I think the employees found out, hey, I don't have to go into the office every day. I don't have to go sit in traffic for 30 to 60 minutes just to get to an office where I can do the same thing at home, right?
Definitely. I can have my family, I can have my kids running around, and I can make an impact if I only can do a transition in myself.
Yeah.
It is part in my concentration to be able to work in an environment that is not so clean But then comes the personal aspect of it. I can be close to my relatives, not 2 hours a day. That half of that is eating, and the other half is deciding what clothes to put. I actually can see my relatives. I can be around them. I can be around my friends. I can work with my neighbors working in the same room with me. I can invite them for my living room, and we could work together, even though we're doing 5 different things and I have no idea what they are doing, but I don't need to have an idea. I just want them close to me because, they are the closest people in my life.
Yes. Yeah, no, I know. It's funny because I started working from home probably 11, 12 years ago. And you know, at first it was a transit, you know, it was a little tough. So I joined my local gym because that way it got me out of the house every day and it got me a group of friends, a social, right? I think we all do need that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we can have our goings to the meetings that we actually want to be in personally, because we like these persons. Mm-hmm. But in the work environment, it can be that people would be great friends. And there are companies which are run like that and work like that, and that's beautiful. But many times you just need people because of their talent, because of the impact they can bring. And then you don't need to have them all around, in the same place. And as a company, you don't need to choose from the 5 people who live 15, 20 kilometers from you. You can choose from a much wider bank of talents, even if they're in the other part of the world. They make an amazing impact.
Yes.
And they would make it whether they are here or on the moon. That's what they do.
they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You get them connected, and you can send them money, and bam, instead of choosing between those 5 okay people, you can have the amazing talent that you want.
Yes.
And that's incredible.
Yes. Yes, it is. And well, Omer, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. You're obviously quite insightful. And I know you're just starting on your journey in the business world. I wish you all the luck in the world. And I actually don't think you need it. I think you're going to do just fine.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.